Okay, so another way to kind of think about aquifer vulnerability is to look at what do we know in terms of where there's water quality problems now. And there's a great resource if you haven't ever used it. UW Stevens Point has this well water data viewer. It's at the Center for Watershed Science. They've just done an update on it, so I actually had to go take my old talk and pull out all my old pictures and put the new ones in of what the thing looked like, right? So you go to the page, and then you click on that little map, and it pulls up this web mapping application for you. And then you can pick different parameters, like I want to look at arsenic, I want to look at nitrate, I want to look at bacteria, and you can see what the problems are, right? So this map that I'm showing right here is percent of wells that have coliform bacteria in them. And you can see that all of these counties down here in southwest Wisconsin are more than 25%. Now, coliform bacteria is everywhere. It's like, it's probably on your hands right now. It's in the soil. It is not a harmful bacteria. Sometimes it comes in, you know, just from the ground surface. Sometimes it comes in through plumbing issues. It's not a fecal coliform, which is a different issue. But yeah, you can go get these data, and if you have any curiosity about if you're on a private well and you're interested, you can zoom in at different scales. You can go county scale, township scale, or down to the individual square mile section and look at the data. It's great. I kind of introduced it to you because I want to use this example from Northeast Wisconsin. This is showing you that statewide vulnerability map, and then on top of it, it's showing you water quality results. So the black dots are areas where there is a bacteria positive well, and the gray dots, which are really hard to see, are areas where there's not bacteria in the well. And you know, there's a pretty good correlation going on there, right? And then over here we have the nitrate, and the black dots are where it's greater than 10, which is the drinking water standard. And notice we've got thin soils here, vulnerable, we've got black dots. There's thin soils down here, very vulnerable, we got black dots, right? So the things that you would expect to be influencing whether an aquifer is vulnerable to, like, you know, like fertilizer and nitrates coming in, it correlates pretty well with the existing water quality data. Okay, so there's another thing about recharge that I want to mention is a lot of times people think, oh, I got like 10 feet of clay, like I'm not gonna have a problem, right? That's gonna filter everything out. And that's kind of true, but there's these things called soil macropores. Think like earthworm burrows, right? Because if you take a clump of clay and you stick your finger in it, right, and you take your finger out, that hole stays there. You take a handful of sand and you stick your finger in it, and the hole collapses. So if you have fine-grained, sort of cohesive soils, you can develop macropores. Like, my backyard is really silty, and when it gets dry, I get big desiccation cracks in my yard, right?